Hola, soy Pilar Ortiz.
I'm Pilar Ortiz. I'm the author of The A to Z of Spanish Culture. For the blog, for the ebook, and just for more information, oh, and a Twitter account, please visit a2zofspanishculture.com. Enjoy!
T is for tapas. Tapas, that wonderful Spanish export. It's interesting to note how a tradition that allegedly had its roots in the Middle Ages has become completely exploited by modern culture. Restaurants and chains have popped up both in Spain and in the United Kingdom. So what is a tapa? Tapa means lid. Tapar means to cover. One of the popular stories of how the tapas tradition came about gives the word this precise definition. Here's the story. Let's travel back in time to the 15th century, to the time when the Reyes Católicos, the Catholic monarchs, reigned over a unified Spain. During one of their royal trips, Isabel de Castilla and Fernando de Aragón stopped at a tavern to rest. Their enjoyment of a glass of wine was cut short by the large amount of flies populating the tavern.
"Please put a lid on this,"
Fernando is said to have asked. And showing his full royal respect, the man running the tavern picked up a slice of salchichon, salami-type meat, and covered the glass with it. Another possible origin of the tapas as a small bite has been attributed to Alfonso X el Sabio, King Alfonso X, the Wise One, who, tired of seeing his drunk troops destroy every village they visited, demanded all taverns to serve small portions of food alongside their drinks to help absorb the wine consumed by the soldiers. Luckily, this tradition continues. In most Spanish bars, you will get a free tapa with your drink. In some of them, you might not be as lucky if you only order a soft drink. This tapa usually consists of a few aceitunas, olives, some crisps, patatas, maybe cortezas, pork grindings, or if you're lucky, some kind of potato-based dish. Although in the most generous bars and cafeterias located outside the touristic centres, the tapas might provide you with all the food you need for lunch. Ir de tapas, going out for tapas, involves eating informally in a bar, where instead of ordering your traditional primer plato, starter, or literally first dish, and your segundo plato, the main course, literally second dish, you and your group of friends order a range of raciones to share. These are portions. If you're not too hungry, you can also order medias raciones, half portions. In most cases, you will get complimentary bread, a staple component of Spanish meals. So, I hear you ask, as your stomach gets ready to rumble, what are these tapas and raciones you speak of? Well, here are some of my favourites. The world-famous patatas bravas, brave potatoes. They're fried, square-cut potatoes with a spicy tomato sauce. The less exported huevos estrellados, or huevos rotos. That means crashed eggs or broken eggs. They're a bed of homemade chips covered with two or more eggs, ready to be smashed or broken, allowing the yolk to flow over the chips. They're often accompanied by jamón, Spanish ham, or chorizo, Spanish spicy sausage. Jamón, Spanish ham, is a prosciutto-like, but stronger in taste. There are different varieties, therefore of different prices, jamón serrano, jamón de jabugo, jamón de bellota. Digressing a bit from our list of tapas, you might also be able to order as a primer plato, first dish, in the summer, melón con jamón, a delicious sweet and sour dish made up of a slice of melon covered with a slice of ham. You will need a knife and fork. Chorizo, Spanish spicy sausage. Best not to think about how it's made.
Just enjoy cooked in wine. Croquetas. Wonderful croquettes made of bechamel containing bits of tuna or ham or fish or chicken. Unfortunately, nobody makes them as perfectly as my grandmother. Be careful with your first bite. You might burn your tongue. Calamares a la romana. Squid Roman style. These are fried squid rings, and in Madrid and other places, you can have them in a bocadillo, French bread sandwich. Ensaladilla rusa, Russian salad. Using mayonnaise as a base, this dish may contain tuna or peas, boiled potatoes, carrots, olives. Depends a bit on who's making it. It is worth pausing here to point out that many Spanish dishes are named after other nationalities, like ensaladilla rusa, Russian salad, or tortilla francesa, which is French omelette, or a plain omelette, calamares a la romana, squid I mentioned. And while we're at it, can anyone explain why the wrench is called llave inglesa, English key? Let's continue with our tapas. Gambas al ajillo, prawns cooked in oil with plenty of garlic, ajo. Careful, they might also burn your tongue. And if you prefer your garlic with meat, you can try pollo al ajillo, garlic chicken. And don't forget the wonderful Spanish omelette, which has potatoes, eggs, and sometimes onions. The usual times to have some tapas is around 1 o'clock, before lunch, or 8 o'clock, before dinner. You want to make a meal of it, Spanish popular lunchtime is between 2 and 3:30, and dinner from 9:30. ¡Que aproveche! Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please make sure you visit www.atozofspanishculture.com. Adios.